Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the name of our blessed Lord and our Savior, and give you a welcome to the continued meditation from the Holy Scriptures out of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9, a prophecy that foretells the first advent, the first coming into the world of the Son of God. The blessed babe who was born in the Bethlehem manger and cradled there when there was no room for him nor for Joseph and Mary in the inn. We read again the words of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May God bless the reading of this wonderful verse and help us by the Holy Spirit to understand it more. The blessed incarnation of our Lord Jesus was declared in the opening words, For unto us a child is born, foretelling to us his perfect humanity, and we also learned at the same time that his deity was proclaimed by the words written, For unto us a son is given. The child was born, but it was God in eternity and in glory above who gave his son. So let us never forget that blessed truth. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That Son, unoriginated, uncreated, eternal, he gave him to save our unworthy but precious souls. But there are five glorious names given to this blessed babe of Bethlehem by Isaiah the prophet. We glory in the fact that each one of these names describe his personal character and describe the attributes that he possessed. Even when he was born as a babe in Bethlehem, my beloved, the babe in the manger, though only in the appearance and likeness of a newborn child, yet he was none other than that person whom Isaiah calls Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We often may say, one to another, what's in a name? Yes, the inspired writer of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1 declared, A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Also again, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 1, the Spirit of God has written, A good name is better than precious ointment. The fragrance of such a good name is beyond description. But what shall we say of these names that are given to our blessed Savior when he was born in Bethlehem, or before he ever came to be born? Five names of tremendous blessed revelation. Let's consider the first name. His name shall be called Wonderful. Now may I state very frankly, firmly, this is not merely a name, it is a title, my beloved. The title belongs to Christ. It may seem strange, but I wonder if you've ever noticed the first occasion that this name is mentioned in the Bible, Wonderful, is found in Judges chapter 13. Before Samson was born of Manoah and his wife, when the angel of Jehovah appeared to the parents of Samson, announcing his coming birth, they wanted to make a sacrifice to the angel of the Lord, and he permitted them to do so. And before the sacrifice was made, Manoah, the parent of Samson, the father, asked the angel, "What is thy name?" We read that the angel of Jehovah answered, "How is it that thou askest after my name? Seeing it is secret," as you may read in the Authorized Version. But in the Hebrew text and corrected version, you would read, "The angel said, Why, how is it that thou askest after my name, seeing it is wonderful?" Now, was it wonderful? Well, let me go on to state. As the sacrifice was made by Manoah, and the altar was burning with the fire, and the sacrifice was being consumed, the angel ascended to heaven in the flame of the altar, while Manoah and his wife, as they looked, they fell upon their faces. Manoah then said to his wife, "We shall surely die, because we have seen God." My beloved, I don't know whether you believe it, but I do. That angel of Jehovah was none other than the same divine person who was born in Bethlehem as a babe. The very Son of God, the angel of Jehovah, a title that is given to him again and again, many times in the Old Testament. No other person has been given such a name. Wonderful. There is no other person to whom this name can be given. There are very many ways in which we might speak of him as being wonderful. Many more than we could enumerate. But there is one way, beyond all other descriptions and human comprehension that we must speak, that he is wonderful. We take the words that David, King David, said of his beloved friend Jonathan in 2 Samuel 1, verse 26. When David received the message, the sad message of the death of his friend Jonathan, slain in battle, the closing words of David's eulogy declared of Jonathan, "Thy love unto me was wonderful, passing the love of women." Yes, David and Jonathan loved each other, and David's testimony to his beloved friend's love, he declared that it was wonderful. My beloved radio friends, there are many wonderful things that we can say regarding the blessed Savior, but I believe that to you and to me, the greatest fact that we can state about him in regarding to his name being wonderful is the revelation of his wonderful love. Let me quote the words of the great apostle of Christianity, the beloved apostle Paul in Galatians 2 and verse 20, the closing words of that text, when Paul confessed he was the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Take these words into your heart, my beloved friend. Say them over and over to yourself. The Son of God loved me and he gave himself for me. They concern the Son of God, who is called by Isaiah the prophet wonderful. And the beloved apostle Paul says what you and I may say. He loved me and gave himself for me. Would you note the words carefully? He, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he loved me. He comes first, but me is mentioned last. But in between, there is nothing but love. My dearly beloved unsaved friend, if you are not saved, whatever your condition might be, no matter how unworthy you may feel before God, you can say and you can sing it, maybe you've done it in your lifetime, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." My beloved friend, this is true. There are many truths we could present regarding the fact did our Lord Jesus in his name wonderful can be thus spoken of. But I repeat again, the greatest fact is his wonderful love. Of course this is the most wonderful. For you can say that when he was upon the cross, he gave himself for me. And you know where? On that cross, when he died for our sins, for my sins, for your sins, to pay the penalty to set me free. And if I would think Isaiah was living today, I think he would tell you and me, the most wonderful fact about him is this: he loves you. And he loved you so much that he died for you. Yes, he paid the penalty for your sins and mine to set us free. Why? My beloved, to save you and me from an eternal hell. Tell me, my beloved friend, can you find anyone else who could love you so much that he was able to save you from going to hell? The answer is never. Oh, we have to sing the words as we often do. Love, wonderful love, the love of God to me. Love, wonderful love, so rich, so full, so free. Wide, wide as the ocean, deep, deep as the sea. High, high as the heavens above, his love to me. My beloved, his name is wonderful. But when you think of that babe born in the manger, will you remember why he came? Was because he loved you. And that the name wonderful means best of all and most of all, he's wonderful in his love. The greatest wonderful love for all sinners. Say it with a believing heart, my friend, if you have never done so. Look at that Savior who came to Bethlehem to be born to die for your sins, wending his way, as he ultimately did, to the death of the cross. There on the cross he displays his wonderful love, that you and I might say with a believing heart, with a grateful soul, he loved me and he gave himself for me. May God help you to sing the greatest truth in the Bible. Jesus loves me, this I know. Father, by the Holy Spirit, sanctify the truth we sought to present by the name wonderful in our Savior's name for his glory. Amen.